ambassador in being able to reach out into communities, all sorts of communities, and get them to the point where they understand the relevance, the importance, and the value of much of the business of Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Howdy. I say howdy! Would y'all sleep with something?
Ken Pollard is the Community Outreach Coordinator for State Parks, providing programs on the diverse history of the Texas frontier. He reaches more than 82,000 people a year.
He knows the importance of being able to listen, to look at the environment of the learner, and use things in that environment to move learners in the direction and toward things that they may know nothing about.
It really makes noise.
Uh-huh.
One such program, focused around this mid-1800s residence, evolved into an oral history of East Austin. The project, produced by Austin teens and their families, resulted in a website link to the Texas Parks and Wildlife homepages. Yeah.
But they would not have been able to do that in the way that they have if it were not for lessons that Ken had taught about look in your own community, see the things that are there, and understand the relevance of those things in a broader sense.
Tell me, how did they survive in this new land?
The message is a very simple message. People have to live together, whether you were a Buffalo Soldier, whether you were Native American, whether you were Mexican or Anglo, you all share the same environment, which means that you have to work with your neighbors, whoever they might be, whatever color they might be. What Ken has been able to do right here in this neighborhood, in fact, he's having to do that in many, many neighborhoods around the state. My plea is get him some help.
Gonna fight all night. We got our money on the buffalo. Somebody bet on the fight.